USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to the Ukraine because of violence at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran has been a problem and it's getting stronger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
2020 Democratic presidential candidates are in New Hampshire on this New Year's Day. This has word that Andrew Yang's presidential campaign raised over $4 million in the final week of December as the entrepreneur works to break out of the 2020 primary field's middle tier.
I see that if we continue to confuse economic value and human value, we are going to lose on an epic, catastrophic scale.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pope has a New Year's message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Pope delivering his first Mass of the year at the Vatican. Pope Francis denouncing violence against women in his first message of the year, his address also calling for an end to the exploitation of the female body and defending women's rights to migrate in search of a better future for their children. The Pope also condemned those who put economic growth ahead of the well-being of others.
The U.S. Army is banning TikTok from all government-owned phones. An Army spokeswoman told Military.com that the Chinese video app is considered a security risk and that it's following the guidance of the Secretary of Defense. Former NBA Commissioner David Stern is dead weeks after suffering a brain hemorrhage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Dow set a banner year in 2019, picking up more than 5,000 points during the calendar year. And according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, sky's the limit.
I'm looking forward to a great 2020. I mean, forecast-wise, I'm seeing closer to 3% real GDP growth than 2%. Yeah. I'm seeing at least 32,000 on the Dow.
With the new year, Illinois has now legalized recreational marijuana, and they're taking it a step further, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best. Because today, we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans across 92 counties.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana is now legal in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And on this New Year's Day, a big day for college football with the Citrus Bowl kicking off here in mere minutes. Michigan is playing Alabama, and the highlight of many folks' day is the Rose Bowl, where you'll see Oregon facing Wisconsin, that game, of course, taking place in Pasadena. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.